Now, Bobby, here's one for you. Sam's been in touch on Twitter and says, what's the most useless number? That's been insulting to a mathematician, really. Surely all numbers are precious, aren't they, to a mathematician?
Yeah, so asking a mathematician what is a useless number is almost the reverse of asking a parent to select their favourite child. But if we must give an answer. So let's take a time machine back to 16th century Italy. Let's go to Lombardy and let's meet Gerolamo Cardano. So this mathematician was a polymath. He actually did biology, physics, chemistry, philosophy, writing, even dabbling in gambling. And he was looking at solutions to cubic equations. So for our listeners, we have linear equations, like, you know, the straight line, like my rap, y equals mx plus c. Then we've got our quadratics, that's an x squared, looks like a smiley face, and then the cubics, where it's an x cubed type graph. So he was looking at solutions for these, and then he came across some solutions which were imaginary. So an example that he gave was, he said, what happens when you expand? So let's bear in mind again, so 5 plus the square root of minus 15, and you multiply that by 5 minus the square root of minus 15. So if you can mentally picture that, you multiply the 5 and the 5, so we're doing double bracket expansion, boys and girls, you get 25.
Then Giles has done it already in his head.
Yeah. So you get the 25 there. So we get a minus 5 lots of root minus 15. And we got the opposite, a plus 5 lots of root minus 15. So they cancel out. And at the end, we get minus lots of the root of minus 15 squared. So let's see. So now we've got 25. We've got a minus minus 15. So that gives us 25 plus 15. It gives us 40. So what Cardano said was, he said this in Italian, so I'm doing an English accent. Thus far does arithmetical subtlety go, of which this, the extreme is, as I have said, so subtle that it is useless. So he thought that the minus square root of 15, an imaginary number, was useless. But interestingly, over time, imaginary numbers became very useful. Who's planning on going on a holiday this summer, anyone?
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah, taking a plane, I guess. Yep. And actually, air traffic relies on radar. And actually, radar uses complex computations where they distinguish stationary objects from moving ones. And for this, they use imaginary numbers because it makes the calculations a lot more manageable than if you just had straightforward, standard real numbers. So there you go. Imaginary numbers are real and not as useless as Cardano thought.
So there are useless numbers, but they're not really useless.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Bobby.